I've had some people ask me different questions, and some of which we studied in Bible study. And I was going through some stuff, and I came across them. And I said, "Those," and I picked some of them. I said, "This would be nice for us to talk about today." I think they're still relevant, and the questions that some have asked. Matter of fact, these are the ones that I had posted. I actually had these questions posted in the church, in St. James on the wall. And so I thought I would present them to y'all. I've presented one or a couple of them so far, and what I shared with you and told you we'd be looking at today is another one of them. Everyone here, I've said everyone here present this, but not to insult you intelligent, until I'm just going to read again what I asked. I said this question: Lord, I am trying to do what my friends, family, and what everyone else is doing, but I'm not doing what I want to do or what I think the Bible says I should be doing. What can I do about this struggle? This was a question that was presented to me some time ago, and I either dealt with it individually with that person, or again, we did it in Bible study. And I thought this was a good question to pose to the group. So that's what I did. I posed it to y'all, and I am excited to hear about what some of y'all's response was to this. So without any further delay, if anyone want to begin to address it as you see fit, I would like to hear it.
Okay, I see a statement from Lala.
Yeah, we all see that. We look into your chat and you can
Okay.
see it. Mose, you click on your chat, you
Oh.
can, if you want to read it or answer.
Don't even know how to do that chat thing.
You see it though, right?
No, I was there for a minute. Let me see.
You
Hold on.
gotta click on that chat area. It says chat. Click it on.
Right.
Click on there.
Okay, I see it. Chat one.
Yeah, all you gotta do is, yeah, all you have to do is click it and then you'll be able to see what it is she wrote.
All right, let me see what's
You done turned
that.
yourself sideways. I don't know what you done did.
Now that's this dog on chat stuff. I'll be done.
No, I read this.
Just read it, La.
All right,
Yeah,
I'm so y'all shied up.
I was on mute. I was multitasking, but okay, I'm gonna read it. I'll read it.
Yeah, thank you.
Accountability. I'm not a follower. I have my own trail to make. So many decisions I have made. Whoops, sorry. I'm reading off my phone, so it's small. Give me one second. Give me one
Okay.
second. Let me
Okay.
read it on my other phone. My other phone bigger. Accountability. I'm not a follower. I have my own trail to make. So any decisions I make, I take full responsibility of. Good, bad, or indifferent. I need to be more obedient to what the Lord say I should do, and a lot less of what Aaliyah wants to do. I always say, when you know better, you do better. I guess I have to upgrade that since I upgraded my Christian life. So I am going to put forth effort and not just doing better. I will do a lot better. When you grow in your Christian experience, your works, words, and behaviors should grow also. Family, friends, and associates does not determine where you will spend your eternity. So family, friends, and associates should not have the determining factor of your decision making.
Very
That's
good.
how I feel, because I ain't never been a follow behind people, so I couldn't quite answer that, but that's how I feel about the question.
Oh yeah, that's good answering. That's good answering. Anybody want to comment on what she has said? Or yes,
Yeah.
Deacon Moose. Yeah.
I like very well what she said and agree with her, but something she did that is very enriching is she put herself in that place. Yeah,
I can only speak on me.
Yes.
Well, that's good. And I really can admire that answer and respect it. I don't have anything else to say except that on that issue there.
Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, I love that answer. It's true. I just love it.
Okay.
You've been here before, huh?
Yeah. My people always said, I told me I had an old soul. I always hung around my grandparents.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that you looked at this from the perspective of taking accountability. That you put that in the very beginning, and that's key. A lot of times when we do stuff or we're doing stuff or we, whatever, we start looking for blame and fault, and which you can find anywhere. You can find fault. Oh man, it was real cold outside. Oh man, it was real hot outside. And oh man, this, you can always find anything, any kind of excuse or anywhere. But when you take accountability for what you do, you're prepared to do that. That's a good step, and I think that's part of what Deacon Moses was saying. That's a good step in the right direction when you take accountability for yourself. I did it. I was wrong when I did it. I was wrong when I thought about doing it even, but I did it. So I mean, I got to take accountability for that. But I know better. I know better, and I intend to do better. So that's good
Amen.
stuff. All of that's good stuff.
Yes,
Amen.
yes, and
Amen.
I agree 100%.
Yeah, all of that is good stuff. Yes.
Thank you.
So we.
Well, on my answer, I didn't take that avenue. My answer was, it was really self-explanatory to herself or himself, whoever was saying that, because they knew what they were supposed to do, and they wasn't pleasing themselves. So it's a struggle of you trying to please others or please God. And you done answered it already. You're doing what everybody else doing, and the Bible tell you, and you think you know, you said you don't know. So that's one key to help that individual so they can get back in their study so they do know. See, you don't want to, if a person is turned on to this faith, this belief, this way of life, if a person is turned on to it, then it's our duty to aid them in their studies, to aid them in our living as we ought, as a Christian ought. If we're not aiding them or they're not asking for help, then that's the key too. That's the key. The Bible say, ask, seek, and find. Ask and answer. Seek and find. Knock on the door, be open. We have to make an effort to do that which we believe, think, or know is right. That's good enough for that.
Okay. Okay.
See,
Yes.
at the beginning, the person that is calling on the Lord is.
That's a key thing you're pointing out. Yes. Yes.
And then letting us know what they're doing and then asking, what can I do about this struggle? But I like the fact that they're calling on the Lord first. Oh, wait, can I say something?
Sure.
But I was thinking that if they're calling on the Lord and they still indulging in everything else, when she say or he say we doing anything about doing, that means they still drinking their booze, they still smoking their joint, they still doing whatever they've been doing. Now you can't call on the Lord and you still doing what you've been doing with everybody else. Now you trying to straddle the fence. Now you gotta make a decision what you're gonna do. And she just said it. She confessed. He or she confessed. I'm doing what everybody else does. Everybody else probably going straight to hell. So do you want to go straight there with them? That's the question need to be asked at this point. Because
Yeah.
you're saying you know what God wants you to do, but you ain't doing it. You're doing what everybody else doing. Everybody else don't know what God's going to do, but they ain't doing what God does. You don't confess and say that. So what do you think about that, Pastor? We can't hear you.
Well, before I say anything, I'm glad to see Naomi joined us. And before I comment on, and I do have comments, Naomi, if you wanted to address, say, if you had done something and you want to address the question, you can. Okay. All right. Well, what I think about it is this: there are key things in this question, and Karen pointed out. Well, everybody's pointed out some keys. But there's one thing that I noticed that nobody has said yet. And that is, remember where we are, beloved. This is Bible study. Nobody has given me any Bible on why you said what you said. Nobody, no Bible.
Who
Huh?
On this one, you don't have to
Sure you
because
do. Sure you do. This is Bible study. You must have a, you always have to have a Bible, a position with which you're taking a, to support your position. Always. This is Bible. Always.
well, I agree with that on other topics. On this topic, it's so intricate within the individual saying this. Is that's why I say it's really not necessary because they know what they think they believe. We are all going, this flesh and the spirit is going to always be a struggle. So that's not nothing to
But
say. We already know that.
why is that? I mean, why would it, why do you say that?
That's the nature of life. The Bible clearly tells you the flesh and the spirit desire to do the will of God, the flesh desire to do the will of the heart.
Not,
And
and you're right, but you should have a scripture to support that. To support that. This is
yeah,
Bible study.
maybe.
Wait a minute. This is Bible study. Okay.
Oh,
That's
Pastor.
all I'm done. No. That's what it is. That's what it is. But that's all right. That's all right because I think I have enough for us to for it to share with everybody. But it's all right. It's all right. What I want to try to do, if I can, if I could share all this here, nobody have to look it up. If I can't put it out here, y'all gonna be on your own. No. That's I don't mean it like that.
Mercy.
I don't mean. I don't mean it bad. That sounds bad. Yeah. Let me see if I can bring this up. No, that ain't what I want. I'm doing the wrong thing. Oh, I done took everybody out. Bear with me, y'all. I done messed up. Okay. All right, well, I don't think I can bring it up on the screen. I'm not that good. Yeah. Well, let me do it this way then. Bear with me one moment. I know I'm gonna bring this up because I need to bring this up, and I'm gonna do so. Just bear with me. I'm gonna bring this up if I have to sleep in the street next week.
Mercy, mercy.
Yeah, I'm gonna bring this up. Let me see. Okay. All right, can y'all see this page?
Yes, kind of small. Let me try to make it bigger. Okay, I got it.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah, I can make it larger. That's not a problem.
Okay.
All right, good. Now, I don't need all of this at the top here. Now, but y'all just stay with me. We're gonna get through this here. Get that out of the way. Now, can y'all read? It's not going to stay here, but can y'all read this?
Yes.
Okay. So, what does it say? Somebody read that for me.
The following scriptures should be able to give guidance to the believers who is struggling in this area.
Okay. Now, I'm going to throw some scriptures up here. I might ask y'all to look them up, but you don't have to because they're right here from the Psalms. From the Psalms right here. We're going to start right here with Psalms 25. I don't have to tell you. Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Somebody read that 25:4 for me.
Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Okay.
Now, is that a good scripture for to give somebody that's struggling
Yeah.
in this area? You trying to do what the word now, and also let's understand something too. I meant to elaborate on this. I'm gonna go back to initially what they said here. That's what they said initially, right? Y'all see that?
Yes.
Now, one, let us not assume that everything when they say that I'm trying to do what my friends, family, what everybody else is doing. But but they're not doing what they want to do or even what the Bible says for them to do. Let's look at that. Everything that we do that is may not be what the word is saying to do doesn't mean you're doing very, very sinful things, but they could be sin to you. Like for example, if you're the type of person that when you start a party and you just lose control of yourself. You get all caught up in the party. If it's, I mean, if it's drinking going on in the party, you're going to do that. If it's just, the snow dragon and all that stuff, you just get completely caught up in the whole party theme. And you know that you should not be acting that way. That's all I'm saying. Now, what you're doing in and of itself may not be sin, but it might be sin to you. Now, especially if you marry and you up there grinding up with some other woman, and that ain't, you ain't, well, that is, that is, that could be sin, period. Yeah. But you ain't supposed to be doing that. So that's something. You're there and you just all, yeah, everybody, you just all caught up in the whole party scene and you all into it. That itself may not be sin. But if you see certain people watching you deacon so and so and you pastor so and so, then you all got your whistle blowing and you're jumping and you're going on. It's not bad, but is it really a good testimony or whatever? If you feel convicted about it like that, it's not good for you. So what I'm saying is, in short, these are simple examples, but there are some things that we can do that in and of themselves, they're not sin, but they're not good testimonies. They're not good witnesses. It can cause your brother to stumble, and these things the Lord told us not to do. So you see where we're going with this. It don't have to mean that you're out there shooting up, getting drunk or getting high. You may not be doing that, but you might be even in that atmosphere. That's not a good place for you to be. So when they say they're trying to do what their friends, family, and what everybody else is doing, some of us can remember the time maybe when we were caught up in trying to please everybody. Now, what you were doing was not all that, may not have been all that wrong, but you weren't happy because you're trying to please everybody. Some of us remember that time. I don't know about anybody else, but I can remember a time period when I was trying to do that. And you weren't happy at all. You weren't happy at all. And believe it or not, you say, well, wait a minute. The word didn't tell me to do that. Well, see, one thing, if you remember, we've shared some time ago, the devil does not always attack your weaknesses. He also attacks your strengths. And remember, one example that I remember sharing with everyone, if you're the type of person, let's say you're a handyman or, you just like to help folks, don't you realize he can arrange to have people calling you to help? Oh, all day long or every other day or whatever, causing you to take away valuable time from your family or maybe from your wife. You follow what I'm saying? So that could be happening. So we got to be careful. You said, well, I'm going out, I'm helping folks. I'm not doing wrong. Yeah, you're helping people. But at what cost? You're taking away from, the time you should be spending, maybe if you got young children, or, like I said, or your mate.
I'll do this
All right.
way.
I don't want to have to mute y'all. You might have to mute yourself if you're gonna, yes. So you understand so when that person is struggling like this, let us not just assume that everything they're doing is wrong. They may be doing some simple things. I'm not saying they're not. But let's not just assume it's wrong, but it's what they're doing is, it could be in that category. And then lastly on this statement, what can I do about this struggle? Now let's think about that. Scripture that could, any scripture right there come to anybody's mind. If you do, just blurt it out, please. Just blurt it out. Yeah, you're muted, Deacon Moses. You're muted. Blurt it. Yeah, blurt it.
One thing I need to say is, you gotta remember what they said. They said they're doing everything her friends, trying to what her friends are doing. He or she did not say they are serving the Lord or that they even knew the Lord. So quite naturally, they're doing something against what the Lord has said.
Yeah. Remember that.
Okay, well. All right, well, because we don't want to think these people are just ordinary people. No. That person right there said they are not living holy in so many words.
Well, are they saying that? Everybody agree
Oh,
with that
yeah.
statement?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
Would
yeah.
everybody agree with that statement?
Well, they could be in their early stages of serving the Lord, because Think back when you were saved, when you first got saved, you didn't live holy. You just didn't. Think that, and then as their salvation progressed, then they started realizing what they're doing. And I believe this is like in the early stages of salvation, because when you first get saved and you're all excited and you trying to really live holy, and then you still hanging around your friends and whatnot, and you being torn between being with them and being with the Lord. So you have to think back when you first got saved. I know when I first got saved, I got saved, but I caught myself doing what I'm supposed to be doing. But then you knew you sort of knew better, but you didn't do better. So that's what I think. They fighting a battle.
Anybody else want to comment here? Now, I don't want you. I see your hand go. Get ready to go up, Demo. But I don't want you to.
No, no, no.
Yeah, I don't
I
want.
stayed in my thing. I stayed in my thing.
Yeah, I don't want anybody to overlook certain things. One, talking to the Lord. Okay, all right. That's one thing, and I think Alicia pointed that out, or somebody else did, whoever it was. All right, and number two, what can I do about this? What struggle? You're only struggling when you're fighting something or fighting it, or something is fighting you and you're fighting against it. So that tells you a lot right there. Talking to the Lord and mentioning that it is a struggle. And mentioning also, or what I think the Bible says I should be doing. Doesn't mean the person is saved, but it doesn't mean that they're not either. And it could be a case of what Karen was just sharing with us, that they're still growing or at an infant part of their life. And it could be that it was a time in their life, and that time could have been last night. Don't think that because we've been walking with the Lord for a long time, this cannot happen to any one of us. Okay? This doesn't have to be a baby Christian. This could be what could be considered a mature, seasoned believer. And you don't realize you got caught up. It don't mean that, like I said, it don't mean that you're caught up in doing something that is considered sinful. It could be. I'm not saying it's not, but it doesn't have to be. Some of us don't realize some of the things that we're doing. As the old cliche goes, we're so busy doing work in the church that we're not doing the work of the church. And this could happen. This happens a lot in our Christian walk. We're so busy doing, like I said, so busy doing things, think that we're being a big help, but meanwhile, our family and our maybe your children, your mate is being kicked to the side, and we don't even realize it. And you're letting your first ministry go by the wayside because you're so busy doing the work in the church and forgetting what the work of the church is. So these things you got to consider. Okay, if you're talking about a believer, me. And I think this is the way the Lord teaches us to do. I believe that we should always give believers the benefit of the doubt. Always. I'm a firm believer in that. I don't think the worst of any believer. You got to show me your worst. I'm not gonna just assume that is the worst. So anyhow, so we looked at a couple of verses here. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Okay. Wow, a cry, from the Psalms. Anybody think this is a good scripture maybe to send to share with some for part of this problem? Anybody want to comment on that particular one? If you don't agree, always, of course, I want to hear from you. Again, Psalm 25:12. Who then are those who fear the Lord? He will instruct them in the ways they should choose. Wow, look at that. You trying to, what should you do? Here's a passage of scripture that can point you, continue to point you in the right way. You think these are two helpful passages in the scripture? And that's just the Psalms. We're not done. Okay. Jump in if you have something to say. I'm not trying to, Psalm. Oh, wait a minute, excuse me. I want to make this small so we can see it. That's all. I'm gonna see if I can highlight all of these. We might be able to get it. Let me see. Y'all might be able to see all of them. Can y'all see all of that? Oh, good, 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 good. Let me raise it up some. Is that better?
It was okay the first time.
Okay, I know some people may be looking through their phones. You can't see but so much. I don't want to.
That's what I'm looking on, but I can see it.
Okay. Psalm 27:11. Somebody read that for me. Just keep start reading.
Teach
Teach me
me
your
your
way,
way,
Lord.
Lord. Lead me in a straight path because of my oppression. Presses.
What do y'all think about that? Any comment?
Just
Good,
kidding.
bad?
That's a good scripture.
Okay. Since you commented there, Karen, read that next one. 118:8. Read that for us.
It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man.
Oh, what do y'all think about that one?
Oh,
That
that's
something good
it.
to share with?
Yes.
It's better to put trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Did that include, wait a minute, I can't, what about if it's coming from dad, mom, grandma, pop pop?
Family, friends, or associates.
Wow. So it's still better to put your trust in the Lord.
Yes.
Confidence in man. To put, and you know what he said, to put confidence in man. My, 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 my. 119:33, somebody.
Teach me, Lord, the way of your decrees, that I may follow it to the end.
What is he saying here? Put it in the day, it's what it means to you. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your what? Give me another word beside decrees.
Your rules.
Okay, rules. Anybody else? What did it mean to you? When you say, when you read that, what did you think of? Instead of decrees. How about laws? Commandments. All of that works? And all that works for you? Lord, teach me, Lord, the way of your laws, the way of your commandments, the way, you know, all of that works in there, that I may follow it till I'm satisfied. Follow it what? To the end. Follow it to the end, always. Teach me, Lord, the way of your, and what, and now, has the Lord promised to do that? I mean, isn't that what the Holy Spirit does for us? Is he not our teacher? All right, come on now. Psalm 143:10. Come on, somebody hasn't read yet. Come on, y'all. This ain't no place to be bashful. Read. Somebody.
Teach me to do your will, for you are my guide. May your good spirit lead me on level ground.
Wow, that almost says it all, don't it? Wow. Teach me to do your will, not just know it. Not just know it. You know, I share with everybody, it's good to memorize scripture, but I don't want to just memorize it. I need to follow it. You know, and if you believe that you are following it, you need to be teaching it to others. Isn't that what the Lord commissioned us and commanded us to do? Teach what? Go out and teach all nations to do what I've commanded you to do. You got it down. You know it. Teach it. Spread it. Spread it. Tell others. Yeah, listen, listen. You have to put your trust in the Lord. You share all this with him. Do what he says for you to do. You can't worry about trying to please your family, your friends, co-workers, neighbors, and all them. No, you've got to live so that what you're doing and the way you're doing it is pleasing to the Lord. What should I be doing? You should be doing what he says to do in his word. Let him teach you the way of his laws, his commandments. Okay? And then don't just teach them to you, teach you to do it. It's not enough to go tell somebody who's a thief, a kleptomaniac, the Lord said, thou shalt not steal. Oh, that's what he says. Okay, you told him that. He got it. He memorized it. He knows it. But how does he stop doing it? He's a thief. He's a kleptomaniac. He needs to be taught how to stop doing that. Right? You can't go tell somebody, listen, you know, I tell everybody, I didn't get this size just looking at food. I done ate. I love to eat. So the Lord said, okay, you should not be a glutton. It's a sin to be gluttonous. Okay, I got that. Now teach me how to stop doing what I'm doing. Still eating, I'm full, I'm tired. But somebody brings something else in I like, I got a little bit of room left. I can eat gluttony. Teach me how to not do this. It's not enough just tell me, it's not enough to tell me don't do it. You have to show me, help me to stop doing it. You have to help me stop. I tell anybody before you think about driving a car. Okay, you driving this car as far as you can, but you said, oh, I reached a dead end. You know, you before you can start going in reverse, what do you have to do first? Anybody?
Yeah.
You have to do what?
Slow down.
No,
Stop the car.
you have to stop. Before I can get stop going forward, you know, before I go backwards, I have to stop going forward. I have to stop. So before you're telling me to stop doing what I've been doing, I need help in stopping. I need help. And it's the same thing in our Christian walk. A lot of us are doing things that we did. You know, yeah, I'm a believer now, but I always love going to this particular place. I always love doing this particular thing. I don't see in the scripture where it says I have to stop. So you say, yeah, I love doing certain things that people always try to find a gray area in the Bible. You know, you need to, this is where our learning the word comes in, so that we can, you know, minister the word. So we can teach the word. Okay. Any comments so far? Any comments? Okay, let me go ahead on. I hope to get all of these in, and then we continue our talk on this here. Passages of scripture. The one who needs to be here right now, I'd love for him to be here. But I think this is also appropriate for the question that we have presented to us. What is this?
Proverbs.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding, and all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
There we go. We like to laugh at Deacon Poole. Always love to say this, but it's a very powerful passage of scripture. It speaks volumes to us. Okay. One, it's telling us we have to put our trust in the Lord, your faith, your belief in the Lord. That means what you're worried about doing for family, friends, and all that there, first, you put your trust in the Lord with all your heart. That means completely. Then number two, don't worry about what you think. It's not about what I think, not about what I feel. What does the word say? Okay, you're trusting in the Lord, okay? You're not going to lean to what you think. He says, do what? In everything that you do, submit to the Lord. That means submit to his way, his will, his word. You get the just shall live by faith. And your faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So what's he saying to you? You live by the word of God. What I'm getting ready to do, it seems like it's controversy. Some people are commenting against it. Some people saying I shouldn't do it. Some saying I should do it. I'm starting to have second doubts. What does the word say? I'm stopping right here. I'm pausing right here for a minute until I'm clear that what I'm getting ready to do is not against what the Lord would have me to do. I'm not going to go with what I think. What does the word say? You see, you know, so when you trust in the Lord, okay, don't depend on your understanding. Not saying that the Lord won't give you wisdom and understanding, because he does. Okay, so you're not dependent on you. He said, when you do that, in everything you do, he will make your path straight. Isn't that a promise, y'all?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a promise. That's an assurance that we have in the word. Yeah, I see your hand there. Dig a moves, yeah.
Now, of all the verses you got, to me, this is the most impactful one because it's telling you not only what to do, but how to do it. And that's what's important. A lot of the verses say, teach me this, teach me that. But the only way you can be taught is if you have a teacher.
Okay.
And that's this one I like here.
Okay. Okay. Good. Good. And the last one that I want to give, I think it might be the only one that I put here. It's not, yeah, and of course these are not the list of scriptures to use. These are just some. Okay, but the one that I put in, I think it might be the only one that I put here, kind of purposely, but from the New Testament, is this one. This one right here. Somebody. Somebody.
Jesus answered, "It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God."
Now we know where this passage came from, but it does not, and it's not taking it out of context because it means what it says. Okay, man shall not live on bread alone, but you should live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. That's not unheard of. What comes from the mouth of God? What has God breathed? All scripture, isn't it? Isn't all scripture God breathed?
Yes.
All right. That's what we live by, consistent with what the Lord teaches. You live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Again, these are so when we someone comes to us, okay, struggling, okay, let's go right back initially to the initial question that was posed to us. When we look at the initial question that was posed to us, as we can see, there are some scriptures we can share with that person. And all of the scriptures, one, lead back to the Lord. They all do. They all do. Okay? And they're all pertinent for those of us who believe the Bible. And one thing we all have to understand about the Word of God, to people who are not saved, it's not going to make the same sense to them like it does to you. You always have to remember that. I see people that want to witness to people and they got a ton of scriptures to share with them. I'm not saying you should not. If that's what the Lord laid for you to lead, to give them, then it's going to work out. But make sure they are scriptures. Now, you might think I'm contrary. I'm being different with this, but I'm going to make this statement. Make sure they are scriptures that makes sense. Anybody know what I mean by that? Can anybody, I mean, how is that sounding to you? What I just said, what is it saying to you? Make sure that I share scripture to somebody that makes sense. What could I possibly mean by that statement? Come on, y'all. What do y'all think? Y'all jump to me. Y'all that easy? Y'all agree with what I just said that easy? That it makes good sense to y'all?
No, if someone's going to give you a scripture to read, make sure it properly relates to whatever situation y'all are discussing.
I got you. I got you. That's key. That's
Because people
key.
do that to me. It's times I talk to people and they throw a scripture. I'm like, but that don't relate to me. I understand what you're saying, but that don't quite fit the scenario I'm going through or what you're trying to tell me.
Very good. That's very good. That's a very good answer. That's very important. Very important. And a lot of us do that. You know, and a lot of times that we mean well. Okay, we mean well. But this is part of what we talked about early, you know, when we go going out witnessing the folks. Make sure you are prepared to deal with whatever it is you're relaying to someone. Because a lot of times we do, like Lala was just mentioning, a lot of times we give people scriptures and leave them more confused than they were than when they started. I don't know about you, but I've had that happen. I can remember, yes, even when I was younger, and even not that far back. People share things with you, and it's not quite like I said, it's not quite pertinent to what we're talking about. It's good scripture. It's good, but that's what you call taking things out of context. Okay? You know, if I tell you, like I said, yeah, I know that you're a thief. I know that you've been locked up for stealing and all that. God said, thou should not steal. Oh, I got that. Yes. Like, God bless you and take care. I ain't told you. I told you what it says, but how do I do that? How do I stop? Stealing is what I do. How do I stop lying? Lying is what I do. How do I stop shooting up? You tell me, yes, I should not, I should take care of this temple. But I like doing what I'm doing. I like drinking. I like smoking it. I like doing whatever it is I'm doing that's violating this temple. I like doing it. How do I stop doing it? What did the man say to the Lord? Oh, this generation, y'all don't have faith. You know, I'm paraphrasing. What do you turn around and say to Jesus? I believe, but I need help with my unbelief. See, it's not a question of me believing. I believe, but I'm being bombarded, what, with family, friends. You see where this goes here? With them being bombarded. Oh, you can hang with us. We're your friends. We're your family. Okay? You know, it's all right. Onk is doing it. Ani's doing it. Why can't you? You know, we was raised up doing this. You know, like that makes it right. And this is where some of us have struggled with this for a good while. Some of us may be struggling with it now. When you get those that's supposed to be in your corner, those that you've always put trust in, those that you've always put your confidence in, now you're at a point as you're growing and as you have grown to this point in your Christian walk, you realize what they've been telling you all along is not right. It's not in agreement with what the word says. And now, you know, I needed that scripture to tell me it's better to put my trust in the Lord than to put my confidence even in men and all that. No, I can't put my trust in y'all. I have to lean on what the word says because you say it's okay. But the word says no. No. You know, just to share with y'all on a personal note, I remember I came home. I was in college now, and I came home the first time for the summer. Because when I first started, I stayed in school. I started school in the summer. Spring, fall came. The next summer came, I stayed right back in school. I might have came home for a few days. I went right back to school. I stayed up there. But the following summer, I came home. Because during that semester, I stayed there. Because while I was up there, I was just cursing like a sailor. The good deacon, I was ordained, like I tell you, I was ordained a deacon. I was 15. So I was a deacon. I knew better. So I came home and I told Dad, I said, Dad, I told him I was, you know, cussing all that. And Dad kind of laughed a little. He said, well, that's not that big a problem. And, you know, I heard what he said and I went on, but I wasn't satisfied. Because the Lord, I didn't know it then. I know now that the Lord was dealing with me because it was a poor testimony. It was. What I was doing was a poor testimony. That's the key. That's all I needed to know. It was a poor witness. So, you know, the Lord dealt with me all that summer. I stayed home. When I came back in September, right after summer, some of the people didn't believe I was the same person because I had stopped. The Lord had took it from me. You know, he took it from me. I said, no, this is not right. I couldn't do this. But I didn't realize what he was preparing me for. Okay? You know, and the Lord had me change to a point. I can give y'all some story, but it's not about me. The point is, we have to put our trust in the Lord. And the Lord will see us through. He's true to his word. He's true to his word. Okay? And I can testify that as I'm sure to each and every one of us here. Has your own personal testimony of how the Lord has delivered you from many different things in your own life. So we know that this works. We know that what the Lord says works. So these areas that we struggle in, these things that we know we're struggling in it, you know, we're learning even through some of these passages that we've just read that no. All we have to do is put our trust in the Lord, put our trust in what the Word says. Follow what the word says. Do what the word says. Okay? Because we have to admit that what this person was sharing, a lot of us have been through the same thing. And maybe even going through it right now. Any comments? Any comments? Anyone?
Amen.
Okay. So do you see where even these few scriptures that we shared could be very pertinent to this person's situation, to the things that they were struggling with. They named a few things here that we could see as potential problems, you know? And I'm not asking, of course, anybody to, you know, say yay, nay, or whatever. But again, some of us, at some point in our lives may have been going through some of the same stuff. Maybe not all of it, but maybe some of it, or maybe all of it. I don't know. Maybe this and more. And maybe some of the scripture that came out, I don't know about all of them, but maybe some of them you see as a help for you. As a help for you. For us, don't forget, as we've often said, the scriptures could be just like a medicine for us, like a prescription for us, some of them. We take it. It works for us. Okay? And as we stated, in times past, everybody, when they get a headache, they can't take aspirin because some people are allergic to aspirin. That's why we say, for some people, some of these scriptures may not work for you, but maybe some of the other ones do. It's all medicine. But, somebody, the old saying, one man's poison is another man's cure. The same thing with some scriptures. Some scriptures, no, it don't do nothing for me. But this other one does. And somebody may say, well, that scripture, I don't really care for that one. That's the way it works. For whatever reason. Until your situation came up, coming changes, and then that very scripture may be what you need. As we go through different things from day to day, different scriptures come into place.
Amen.
Scriptures
Amen.
that we have read that you didn't think nothing about it comes back when your situation changes. Now that scripture is important. Okay?
Well, I can honestly say every time I'm going through something and my mind is heavy and I go to church, it seems I'm like the pastor, like he in my business. It feel like I don't care which scripture they read, it somehow is going to relate to. If you actually pay attention, well, for me, it somehow relate to what I'm going through, or some way, shape, or form, I could take something from it, and I'm like, well, he talking to me, or she talking to me. So descriptions are powerful. I feel that way every time I hear a good preaching. I get something from it.
That's good. That's good. That's good. So, anybody else want to comment? Questions? Well, okay, we've these past couple of weeks, or a few weeks or so, I've not been holding y'all hostage. We've been getting out relatively on time. But I'm glad that y'all are good enough not to be slaves to the time. If it gets that good enough, spirit is dealing with it. I'm glad y'all are willing to stay around and go as far as we need to go. But if nobody has any questions or comments, I'm done what I wanted, what I felt that I needed to do. And if nobody has any other question or comment, somebody want to close us out in prayer? I don't know about everybody else. I've read what has been written in the chat, and we praise the Lord for what we for what we are reading and what has been shared. We thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
Having stated that, final call. If nobody else wants to pray, we'll get ready. Do I hear something? I thought I heard somebody.
Oh.
Okay.
Amen. Keep the family in prayer.
Are you praying, Karen? I'm sorry.
I was saying keep the family in prayer.
Okay.
Pastor Washington's family also, and the loss of their pastor and husband. And thank you for the word, because some of us are, well, I'm going to just speak for myself, some of us are still, struggling with certain things. And some of these scriptures are very helpful. Thank you. And I knew that you wanted the scripture, but I didn't even have a scripture for this. But because I thought we could just, I was feeling like Mo did, we need no scripture for this tonight. But it is the scripture for everything. So, and thank you for the scriptures. I did write
Amen.
it.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah.
Oh, now I'm
Yeah,
saying
go ahead.
something. Lala, if you look in the Lala saying something.
Yeah, well, I didn't want to put her out there. She didn't want to say it. I'll just respond.
Okay.
All right, let us look to the Lord.
Okay.
Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this time that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for being able to come together like this and be able to share the word, share thoughts. Father, and we thank you for the wisdom that you've imparted to us, that we might be able to rightly divide your word. We pray, Lord, just like the scriptures have passages of scripture that have been read, that you continue to teach us, Heavenly Father, and that we be obedient to your word and be not just to be taught to receive the teaching from you, from your word. We pray for each and every home here represented this evening, and pray, Lord, that you continue to rule and super rule in each and every one of our, not just our hearts, but in our homes as well. We pray blessings upon our family, upon those, Lord, who are still grieving and bereaved, those who among us, Lord, who are sick, ailing, and afflicted. We pray, Father, that you will grant us healing. We're asking for it in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you. Amen.
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 All right, y'all. I do thank you and appreciate you for showing up this evening. Let's continue to
All
each
right.
other up.
Y'all take care.
All
All
right.
right. Good
You know,
night.
Good night, everyone.
all right,
All
good
right.
night.